بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد. عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنه قال كنت خلف النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يوما فقال يا غلام اني اعلمك كلمات احفظ الله يحفظك احفظ الله تجد تجاهك واذا سالت فاسال الله واذا استعنت فاستعن بالله واعلم ان الامه لو اجتمعت على ان ينفعوك بشيء لم ينفعوك الا بشيء قد كتبه الله لك وإن اجتمعوا على أن يضروك بشيء لم يضروك إلا بشيء قد كتبه الله عليك رفعت الأقلام وجفت الصحف. رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح. وفي رواية غير الترمذي احفظ الله تجد أمامك تعرف إلى الله في الرخاء يعرفك في الشدة واعلم أن ما أخطأك لم يكن ليصيبك وما أصابك لم يكن ليخطئك واعلم أن النصر مع الصبر وأن الفرج مع الكرب وأن مع العسر يسرا. Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما is the narrator of the hadith. He says, I was sitting behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day on the conveyance. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed me and said that, O youngster, I want to teach you a few things. Protect and guard the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will protect you. Protect and guard the right of Allah ta'ala, you will find Allah with you. Whenever you ask, ask only from Allah. Whenever you seek protection only from Allah. And know and understand that if the entire world, the entire ummah has to pool their resources together and to try to benefit you in any way, they will not be able to benefit you except to the extent that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed and ordained for you. And if the whole world has to get together to harm you in any way, they will not be able to harm you except to the extent that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained, written, decreed. The pens have been lifted and the pages are dry. This is the narration of Tirmizi, and in the riwayat, besides Tirmizi, we find slight variations in this hadith. Guard the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will find Allah in front of you. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in ease, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remember you in adversity. And know and understand, have complete, total conviction that which you did not get, that which evaded you, that which you lost, was never ever going to come to you. And that which you got was never ever going to miss you. Know and understand that the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes with patience and with perseverance. And ease comes with adversity. And with every difficulty thereafter there will be ease. This hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we mentioned, we've been discussing for quite some time, it falls under what we call Jawami al-Kalim, that is, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at times would speak very concisely, just a few words. But the meaning of these things will be voluminous. Like one example of this is the expression of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he said, Anzilun nas manazilahu. He said, deal with people according to their standing or their social status. Ulama say that the whole of psychology is found in this one expression of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This hadith also is an example of that. There's one incident mentioned, Muhammad bin Shayban, rahmatullah alayhi, was a great scholar. One day, he was traveling with all his kitabs and his books, and so many kitabs and books he had, that it filled one entire cart and he was pulling it. So he passed by one Jew, and this Jew, when he saw this manzar and scene, he asked him that what is all this? So he said, this is all my compilations, all the books that I have gathered. So there and then this Jew recited the kalima and said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. So somebody asked him that why is it that you accepted Islam just at the site, at the books of Muhammad bin Shayban? So he said, agar chote Muhammad ke paas itne ulum hai, to bare Muhammad ke paas kitne ulum honge? That is, there's so much of knowledge by the small Muhammad, what must be the knowledge by the big Muhammad? That is Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We find that this hadith is a classical example of that. Such great lessons Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaches this youngster Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma. And as I mentioned, we've been discussing them for quite some time. But the section of this hadith as yet which we have not discussed is where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to Ibn Abbas, that know and understand that if the whole world has to get together to benefit or harm you, benefit and harm is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La nafi'a illallah wa la dhar illallah.
No one benefits you besides Allah. No one can harm you besides Allah. Everything is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala has already ordained everything. We find that in the other narration, it goes further where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, one very, very important lesson we learn. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَنَّمَا أَخْطَأَكَ لَمْ يَكُنْ لِيُصِيبَكَ وَمَا أَصَابَكَ لَمْ يَكُنْ لِيُخْطِئَكَ. There's no such thing as coincidence. There's no such thing as chance. Sometimes you hear people make this, you hear this expression, if only this, or if only that. One hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not even use this word if only. This word low, in Arabic language, the word if only is low. He said, وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ كَلِمَةَ لَوْ تَفْتَحُ عَمَلَ الشَّيْطَانِ. That using this word, if only, opens the door to shaitan. Our belief as Muslims, what came to you was never going to miss you. What missed you was never ever going to come to you in the first place. Whatever happens, benefit or harm in this world, is already ordained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Principally, primarily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing us. We find in one narration, one sahabi tells the other sahabi that I have heard the mafhum of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that if you spend the mountain of Uhud equivalent in gold, Allah will never accept it from you unless you believe with total conviction that that which came to you was never going to miss you and that which missed you was never ever going to come to you. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, مَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مِّن قَبْلِ أَن نَبْرَأَهَا إِنَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ لِكَيْ لَا تَأْسَوْا عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ وَلَا تَفْرَحُوا بِمَا آتَاكُمْ وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورٍ. The meaning of this verse, in fact this hadith, is a sharah, is a commentary of this verse of the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that no musibat, no calamity befalls anyone in this world or within himself except that Allah has written it down before bringing it into existence in this world. And for Allah this is easy. And what is the benefit of this? We find nowadays one of the most difficult illnesses to treat, more difficult than cancer or anything else, is depression. If you ask the specialist, they'll tell you one of the most difficult things to treat is depression. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran that bring this conviction that whatever problem came, whatever difficulty, whatever hardship came, was already ordained beforehand. Allah is the one in control. Allah decided beforehand to bring it upon you. And whatever you lost out in this world was not coincidence. A lot of times people, what is the cause of depression? Is you can't handle the situation, you can't handle conditions, you start worrying. Why didn't I get this? Why didn't I get that? Why is that person prospering? Why am I not prospering? Allah Ta'ala says, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching us, bring this conviction. What came to you was never going to miss you. What missed you was never going to come to you. Like one brother, I remember once we were in Jamaat, he put the same concept so beautifully. He said, Allah gives, Allah takes, and Allah makes no mistakes. Allah gives, Allah takes, and Allah makes no mistakes. What came to you was going to come to you. What missed you was going to miss you. Allah decided. And Allah does not make mistakes. Allah knows what is best for you. Believe this, accept this. Whatever calamity came, sickness, Allah Ta'ala decided it for me. Accept it. Rasulullah would make dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka rida bil qada. Allah teach me, grant me this happiness with whatever you decided. Happiness with whatever you decided. So if you bring this conviction, what will happen? Allah Ta'ala says, لَا تَأْسُوا عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ وَلَا تَفْرَحُوا بِمَا آتَاكُمْ. You will not become despondent. You will not become depressed over what you didn't get in this world. So one, like I said, one of the most difficult illnesses to treat is depression. The solution to depression is this conviction, this iman, that what came, Allah already decided, is not in my control. I have to learn to accept it. Other hand, Islam teaches us moderation. You have to be balanced. Other hand, sometimes a person gets a lot of benefit, a lot of riches, is making a lot of advancements. What does Allah Ta'ala say? La tafrahu bima atakum. Do not become overjoyed. There are limits to your joy. Do not go beyond the bounds, because what happens when you are getting too much? What happens? Wallahu la yuhibbu kulla mukhtalin fakhur. Then you become proud. You start bragging. You start boasting. See, I did this. I did that. I bought that property. I did this deal. Look at my know-how. Look at how intelligent I am. I made so much of money in this one deal. What does Allah say? What you made, Allah already decided beforehand. You got what Allah, what was due to you. You did not get any more. You did not get any less. So why is it that you are proud? Why is it that you are looking down upon others? So the balance. Difficulty came, except it was from Allah. Do not become despondent. Do not become depressed. You got came into good fortune, except this also was from Allah. Do not become overjoyed. Do not go to the bounds where you start bragging. Learn to have trust in Allah. Learn to make the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very, very important lessons of iman. Really, my respected brothers, we've read this hadith quite a few times. As over the days that we are discussing, this hadith is amongst those ahadith that we should regularly revisit to strengthen this conviction, this reliance, this trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq.